93.9 WKYS commercial free hip hop and R&B. Kelson the Urban Informer. Got a special guest. We've seen her on Love and Hip Hop New York. Now she's an author. Talking about Ms. Winter Ramos.
Hello.
I've been waiting to say that all morning. Ramos. What's up, Winter?
Nothing much.
How are you?
I'm great.
Congrats on the brand new book, Game Over. It's in stores now, right?
Yes, it is in stores right now.
So you know we got to get into it.
I'm ready.
So how did you become involved with the reality show Love & Hip Hop New York?
I had hired a girlfriend of mine from Slip & Slide to work on a movie set with me. Mm-hmm. And the day that she came to work with me, you know, I do costume design mm-hmm. for Flavor Unit now.
Oh, you still do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was working for Mona at the time doing PR, and they were looking for girls in Miami. This was the weekend that you guys saw with Yandy and Chrissy mm-hmm. getting into it mm-hmm. and the engagement and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So they were interviewing for Love & Hip Hop Miami. Long story short, I told her, go ahead, you know, submit a bio. She did like a 5-sentence bio, submitted to Mona. Mona wanted to meet me. Mm-hmm. So I had been at the engagement party. For Chrissy, you know, mm-hmm. Chrissy and I are friends. Emily and I are friends. I know Tierra Marie. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Jimmy, obviously, his mom. So at the party, I guess Mona remembered me. And she was like, oh, you were at Chrissy's engagement. And, you know, we got to talk before we even did the interview. Mm-hmm. And when we sat and did the interview, I told her that I was Fab's assistant. You know, I had been there when him and Emily first met. And she was just like, I need you. And, you know, I explained to her my take on the relationship. And, that was just it. And then she asked me to do the episode for season 2 mm-hmm. when Emily and I had the conversation in her kitchen. And I guess I just kind of created, you know, this your buzz own. With, and it was, my opinion was different. I kind of, and I don't think I took the male aspect of it. I just took the real aspect of it, which was, I was there from the beginning. You know, you can't formulate an opinion on their relationship when you're just going off of what she's telling you now because she's upset. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to really get to know him and understand the dynamic of the relationship to say, you know, leave or stay. And you have children together, you right. know, you have a son together. He practically helps raise your daughter. Mm-hmm. Why would you just want to get up and leave? It has to be way more than what you're saying to want to just get up and leave like that.
Does Love & Hip Hop New York, did it give us a real picture of who Winter Ramos is?
I don't think there was enough of me.
Okay.
You really didn't get a chance to see the funny, the cool, the, right. the laid back, the relaxed.
I wasn't
you know.
Expecting this. Today with you.
Really?
I didn't know what to expect, to be honest.
Why?
But I'm liking this. I'm liking this winter.
It's not. Yeah, you didn't get a chance to. I mean, you don't get to see me in my element. Uh-huh. That's not my element. You know, those mm-hmm. aren't girls that I hang out with on a regular basis. Those aren't girls that are part of, you know, the team of women that I hang out with. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, for the most part, I don't really associate myself with women right. in the industry unless it's work related. Mm-hmm. You know, my girlfriends are teachers and, you know, VPs at companies and that kind of stuff. So you don't see me, you know, being me mm-hmm. because at the end of the day I was myself in that element mm-hmm. so you know if you got a chance to get the behind the scenes of who I was you were you know it would be funny it would be like she's crazy right. and you know she's cool and that kind
like
of stuff
like you are now
right
why the tell-all book is it out of anger or revenge
the tell-all book honestly wasn't even my idea mm-hmm. it was something that had been presented to me numerous times and again back to Flavor Unit I met a young lady LCB book publisher by the name of Azarel and she wanted to turn her books into movies mm-hmm. so we met and in the process of that her and I got to talking you know I'm a talker mm-hmm.
so, you don't say
yes so in the middle of conversation she was like girl you need to write a book and she has that's what she does you know she mm-hmm. publishes books and I was like you know so many people tell me that and I just didn't think of it and she was like we could make it a positive thing where you know you kind of tell stories of your ups and downs and how you were able to you know get back up from things that happened to you in your childhood and how you got over your father not being there you know and if you read the book you'll get a better understanding it's not anger I'm not upset I don't right. think I'm bashing anyone I'm not bad mouthing anyone I'm giving my opinion mm-hmm. if you don't agree with my opinion or you feel like my opinion is insulting then move on from it you mm-hmm. don't have to accept my opinion as the end all be all
they're quoting your book or they're comparing your book with Corinne Stephens' book.
Right.
You say?
The only reason I think the comparison is being made, for one, is because you didn't read the books. Mm-hmm. I don't think if you read her book and read my book that you would be able to compare the two. Number two, they're comparing because we're talking about the same type of men. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the same situations. Because if you read in my book, you know, we didn't grow up the same way. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the same upbringing. I don't think the relationships we had with these guys were the same, you know? Mm-hmm. I wasn't really... I don't know. I just think it's totally different. And
I guess because you're talking about the guys you slept with and dated.
I mean, Janice Dickinson wrote a book about men that she slept with. So why are we not comparing my book to hers? It's because of the type of men. I'm talking mm-hmm. about rappers and mm-hmm. producers and athletes. So it's just the type of guys that, because if I worked at the post office and I wrote a book about sleeping with guys at the post office.
And what, a UPS.
Are you going to compare to Corinne Steffens?
Now, they are quoting your book, Game Over, as rappers and music execs will be shaking in their boots.
That was supposed to be funny. I'm a funny person. Uh-huh. So sometimes when you read certain things in the book, if you don't know me, you're like, oh, she's throwing jabs. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be funny. I mean, even the whole thing with the Beyonce, Jay-Z thing for me, yeah. when I put that in, I think that was hilarious. For me, that was funny. I didn't uh-huh. really mean
but
that
you know,
or feel
folks
that way.
Take everything
for well, that's folks' business. I have nothing to do with folks and how folks feel. But I can only be responsible for me.
We saw you and L'Oreal bump heads at your book event, and you told her you were going to take out the book, but you didn't. Has she said anything? Because you clearly left her in.
I mean, you'll see at the reunion okay. her reaction to it. Initially, I was going to take it out, but you know, when she first asked, I was like, it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. I'll take it out. It's not that serious. I didn't think you were going to react this way. Mm-hmm. And I was going to take it out, but then she just kept going on Instagram and Twitter and you know, talking smack, and it's just like, I thought we were going to leave this alone. But now you want to keep going and keep going. And it's going to take a lot for me to take this out the book. The right. book had already been written, done, turned in, ready to go to print. Mm-hmm. I would have had to pull it, do a lot of stuff. So you want me to go out of my way to, you know, make you feel comfortable. But you still want to keep going on and on. Let's be adults about the situation. And we could have moved on from it. But she didn't. So I decided to leave it.
That's what it is. Now, in the book, you caught up some names that you mess with. Mace, Dame Dash, we said had a wag sex game.
You see, you have to understand that time mm-hmm. frame. Those were in the 90s. I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're that young,
you was whack.
Exactly. So for me, you know, when you're 16, 17, 18 years old, sex can be incredible. Uh-huh. It's impossible. You know, you don't really understand it. You've just started having sex. Uh-huh. It's new to you. So when I say whack, I mean, for me, it was whack. I'm not saying that he's whack with every woman mm-hmm. that he's been with, but those are my opinions. That's how I feel.
Jadakiss, who you said his sex so good he could sell it in a bottle if he ever went broke.
Kiss and I had the dynamic of our relationship was different. We met when we were young, mm-hmm. and you know, there was a lot of emotion and feeling in that relationship. So it was a lot of love making as opposed to we were just having sex. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for me, I felt like it was great because, you know, we had a bond, I feel like. And you know, when you read the book, you'll see at the end of the book.
Going back.
Exactly. So it was something that at that age we didn't even know what it was.
Okay.
You know, and as we became adults, it was just it just stayed. And it was something. It was sparks. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, and people were like, well, he was a rapper. He didn't care about you. You know, those guys are human. They're right. human. They have feelings. They bleed. They cry. They hurt. You know, they do dirt. They're just human beings. They're regular guys. They're just on television. And they may have a little bit of power and a couple of dollars. But at the end of the day, they're men.
Ja Rule, you said, was hung like a horse.
Well, see, the whole thing with that Ja Rule thing, if you read the whole book, you'll get a better understanding of that mm-hmm. situation because I knew that because we worked together. Mm-hmm. I was his stylist, right. you know, for a number of months. Yes. So months in months. That aspect, you know, I saw him undress. So I right. was able to see what was going on. It wasn't like I felt it or anything right. like that, but, you know, I saw.
Ching Santana and then even Swiss Beatz, we said, had a big personality as well.
Chink Santana, I was in a weird place mm-hmm.
That's when
in that
Miami,
time,
right?
Yeah. Yep. I was in a weird place in life, confused, young, didn't know whether I was coming or going. Mm-hmm. And, he was to me, I thought stability mm-hmm. until I really got a better understanding of who he was. And, I felt like he cared and he was, you know, he was concerned about my well-being, but he still had to be who he was and mm-hmm. he couldn't change that. So it just didn't work out. You know, it was just something that didn't work out. As far as Swiss, that was something that happened so long ago. It was a mistake, mm-hmm. big mistake.
You have regrets you know? Because he was married during that time.
Yes. It was, that was again, and that was around that same time. Mm-hmm. I was just in a space where it was just all about me and I didn't really care about other people's feelings and I wasn't really concerned about that. And like I said, this was over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this was just a mistake that, you know, two young people make when they're in the situation. You know, sometimes you do things and then you get caught up and then later on down the line, you know, you realize it was wrong. Mm-hmm. It was wrong. And, you know, I didn't put it in the book because I wanted to, you know, put him in a position. But just to let everyone know that we do make those mistakes. And I don't want to just put in the book all the good stuff and great things that I did. You know, I want mm-hmm. you to know that I was an idiot and I made a lot of mistakes. And, you know, I did a lot of dumb things. But I was able to grow and learn from that and kind of move on with my life and not allow that to, you know, put me down.